This is the last National Football Podcast until July.
June.
This is the National Football Podcast with your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Brain.
I mean, what's going to be going on in June that we need to talk about?
2 months worth, then we'll have a 15-minute news update. It's not important about that now. What's important now? NFL draft. Not that it was ever really important.
Now, we're going to get through the draft recap of the NFC as quickly as humanly possible, so you have everything you need to know. And we're going to start in Philadelphia, where the Eagles picked, like, a bazillion players in this draft.
And that's why we like them from the NFC East as the best draft in the NFC East.
Yeah, taking a lot of guys, and clearly their focus on the defense, nine of the picks on the defense, and a lot of them positions that need work. My favorite pick, Nate Allen, South Florida safety, drafted in the second round. They're counting on him to be like a Brian Dawkins type figure.
Yeah, they really couldn't replace him last year, and Nate's going to be the guy this year. First-round defensive end Brandon Graham out of Michigan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, undersized defensive end prospect. On the one hand, that does sound like Trent Cole. On the other hand, it sounds a little like Jerome McDougal. So certainly some leeway there. They'll expect him to contribute right away. They also picked tight end Daniel Teo-Nashime from Washington in the third round. We'll see whether he develops in that.
Defensive end?
Yeah.
Not tight end.
Whatever. And difference. Fourth-round picks Trevard Lindy, a Kentucky quarterback. Cornerback, that's what I said.
We're having problems here.
Keenan Clayton, an outside linebacker from Oklahoma. And then they also got tight end Clay Harbor from Missouri State. And Mike Kafka, quarterback from Northwestern. First offensive pick of the draft, and it's a quarterback, Shane.
It is a quarterback, taken right after Clayton and...
I mean, he's not really a big deal, but it is nice to see. I guess he's going to be the third-string quarterback. And then the real question, the one... person that fell really far, Ricky Sapp, picked in the fifth round. Some people had him as a second-round talent in the fifth.
Yeah. Also in the fifth round, wide receiver Riley Cooper out of Florida. Sixth round, the only pick in the sixth round, running back Charles Scott from LSU. He's going to be your third running back for the Eagles. Seventh round, linebacker Jamar Chaney out of Mississippi State. Defensive tackle Jeff Owens from Georgia. Safety Kurt Coleman out of the Ohio State University.
So that's the Eagles draft. Not a bad draft, I think. Let's talk about the Giants, New York football Giants, coming out. And in the first round, they pick up Jason Pierre-Paul, a defensive end, just like the Eagles. Two picks later, he's out of South Florida.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if that's the best pick here. There wasn't too much from the Giants here. They didn't get a linebacker, but they got a bunch of linemen, Peter.
Yeah, they did. Second rounder, Linval Joseph, a tackle from East Carolina. They also got... that was their other lineman. They fill out the draft. Chad Jones from LSU, a safety in the third round, 12th pick of that round. Phil Dillard from Nebraska, he's an inside linebacker in the fourth round. They draft outside linebacker Adrian Tracy from William & Mary in the sixth. And then the only other two picks, an offensive guard, Mitch Petras in the fifth round, and Matt Dodge, that's right, they drafted a punter.
Yeah, seventh round, 221 overall, out of East Carolina University.
Two picks from East Carolina by the Giants. Go-to school?
Yeah. Other teams in the NFC East that we thought on par with the Giants was the Dallas Cowboys. They only had six picks, but Dez Bryant in the first round. Like that.
Yeah, they make the... I mean, this team could be scary next year with Dez Bryant and Miles Austin playing together. The question, obviously, with the off-the-field issues, I think it's something they thought they could take care of. Keep an eye on his progress. He's one of the most interesting picks of this draft. As a trade they made with Philadelphia.
Yeah. Second round linebacker Sean Lee out of Penn State. Linebacker UP.
Yeah, Sean Lee should become an important part of the Cowboys scheme.
All right, fourth round safety Ekwasi Owusu-Ansah out of Indiana of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, don't see a lot of people picked out of Indiana of Pennsylvania. Good to get some young corners in there for Dallas. Then no picks till the sixth round when they draft Sam Young, Notre Dame tackle, and Jamar Wall, a cornerback from Texas Tech. Final pick of the draft, Shane?
Defensive lineman Sean Lismore out of William & Mary in the seventh round.
So we've covered three teams. That means your worst draft in the East, we think it's the Redskins.
And here's the reason why. You have a first rounder, but then you only have a fourth, a sixth, and 3 7th. They really don't have a lot. And the fourth rounder, it'll be okay if Trent Williams works out, tackle from Oklahoma.
The analysis suggests that this is a bit of a risky pick. We'll see whether or not he develops into the stud tackle that they think he's going to be.
4.81 second 40.
Does that mean anything?
It means he's fast.
He's pretty fast. I mean, the Redskins need to build that line if they're going to protect Donovan McNabb and, you know, insert QB of the future here. Because I don't think their quarterback of the future is Donovan McNabb.
He'll be there for a few years. Fourth round linebacker Perry Riley out of LSU. Going to be new inside linebacker for Washington.
In the sixth round, Dennis Morris, a tight end out of La Tech, Louisiana Tech. And then in the seventh, three picks, Terrence Austin, wideout from UCLA, Eric Cook, a guard from New Mexico, and Selvish Capers, good first name there, and offensive tackle from West Virginia.
All right, we'll move north to the NFC North, where team I think had like the second best, third best draft in the entire NFL, and it's the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, they got a lot of value from only six picks, two of them first-rounders. Firstly, does anyone have any doubt that Ndamukong Suh is going to destroy the league?
Destroy? Totally. Annihilate.
I mean, his performance against Texas in the Big 12 title game was really something I haven't seen ever from a defensive end. He's going to disrupt the, you know, he's someone that they can build that defense around. I think Detroit's got a lot of good young pieces, and I think their second pick of the first round is another example of that.
Yeah, this is a pick I really like. Javid Best out of California, running back to pair with Kevin Smith. Great move here.
Yeah, the Berkeley pickup. You know, Kevin Smith, yeah, reconstructive knee surgery. Mo Morris, Aaron Brown, not really options. But Javid Best is just a talented player, and I think he's going to add a dimension of explosiveness. You imagine Matt Stafford healthy for a full season. You get Calvin Johnson up in there, Brandon Pettigrew second season, and then Javid Best and Kevin Smith in the backfield.
Good
team,
offense.
Team could score some points.
Yeah, good offensive start for Detroit. Third round corner Amari Spivey could be a good player, dude, a corner.
Yeah, they need depth in a lot of these positions. Obviously, they don't have a ton of studs there, so we'll see. He's going to compete in camp for a job this year. Tackle Jason Fox, drafted from Miami of Florida in the fourth round.
Seventh round defensive end Willie Young out of NC State, and wide receiver Tim Toon out of Weber State, also in the seventh round. I do want to clarify an error I made last podcast.
Go ahead.
Saying that the Jets, with their picks and all, with Leon Washington, yeah, he's not with the Jets anymore. I apologize for this.
Wait, he's not?
Yeah. Glad to see Peter.
Wait, where'd he go?
Leon Washington is currently with the Seattle Seahawks.
No way.
Peter, so is Lindale White.
That's true. I knew about Lindale White. I miss Leon Washington. I don't know.
Way to go. That's a draft day trade as well. We'll move on in the North after we'll just move on.
Let's talk about the pack attack.
Green Bay, seven picks and a rare trade up in the draft for Green Bay.
And they pick up Brian Bulaga, Iowa offensive tackle, in the first round. I think it's very rare to go wrong with picking a tackle in the first round just because they are so hard to find.
First offensive lineman taken by the Packers in the first round since 1997.
Michael Neal, a Purdue defensive tackle, taken in the second. We'll see whether or not this actually comes through. There's a lot of questions about Neal.
Yeah, he could play defensive end. Safety Morgan Burnett out of Georgia Tech in the third. Fifth round tight end Andrew Quarles out of Penn State. Fifth round also tackle or guard Marshall Newhouse out of Texas Christian. Sixth round running back James Starks. And seventh round defensive end C.J. Wilson out of where, Peter?
East Carolina.
That's right.
East Carolina getting all
C.J. Wilson, better baseball player than football.
Man, he's got like a 1-point-something ERA right now.
You would know if you listened to the National Baseball Podcast issue, podcast released yesterday.
So the first pick of the draft for the Vikings wasn't until the second pick of the second round trade with Detroit. Detroit got you the best. Minnesota Vikings pick up Chris Cook, the cornerback from Virginia. We'll see whether or not this develops into something. They have some depth at corner right now.
They do, but they also have a second-round pick, number 51 overall, Toby Gerhart, who's going to fill the Chester Taylor role and a little more shorthanded than Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, he's viewed as a strong guy. He's going to run between the tackles. He's not going to be as ridiculous as Adrian Peterson, but he will add a nice change of pace. Vikings don't draft again until the second pick of the fourth round. This also acquired from Detroit, Everson Griffin, defensive end of USC, picked up in this spot.
Yeah, fifth round guard tackle Chris DeGeer out of Wake Forest. Fifth round linebacker Nate Triplett out of Minnesota. Wide receiver Joe Webb, University of Alabama, Birmingham.
He was a college quarterback, Joe Webb.
That's right.
So they're going to move him.
Seventh round tight end Mickey Schuler out of Penn State. You might remember his father from the NFL. And seventh round fullback Ryan D'Imperio out of Rutgers. Linebacker in college.
And then the Bears finish up the NFC North. Obviously, not a terrific draft. You only got five picks, none until the 11th pick of the third round.
That's really why this draft was so bad.
This is what they get for Jay Cutler. I mean, Major Wright is not a bad... What's up with all these military rank named guys in the NFL? You have Major Wright, Captain Munnerlin last year.
Yeah.
Sensing a trend here.
A little bit of a trend. I'm not sure there's much here, but... Fourth round defensive end Corey Wooten out of the backyard of Northwestern. Fifth round corner Josh Moore out of K-State. Quarterback Dan Lefebvre out of Central Michigan.
Yeah, that's something to keep an eye on. And then seventh round pick is Jamarcus Webb, a West Texas A&M tackle. Let's go south. Go south.
They move to the south and Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, a lot of bad teams have a good draft. You know why? Because they get better picks in the draft. So let's talk about Tampa Bay. We're moseying right along here. First pick, Jerome McCoy, defensive tackle from Oklahoma. He's a quick, he's an athletic stud tackle. This is going to be a good pick for them. And then they followed up, third pick of the second round, Brian Price, also a tackle from UCLA. Clearly the Buccaneers putting an emphasis on the pass rush.
Yeah, because they had the worst run defense in the league last year, and they're building with the tackles to start. They also got linebacker Dakota Watson in the seventh round, and defensive end Eric Lorig out of Stanford in the seventh round. So two late-round picks could have a thing. Cody Grimm in the seventh round, Russ Grimm's son.
Yeah, two Tech picks, Batek in the sixth and seventh round, Brent Bowden, a punter, also acquired in the sixth. Mike Williams, a wide receiver from Syracuse, picked up in the fourth round. This could be a steal. He's a Syracuse man, hopefully better than the other two Mike Williamses who washed in and out of the league.
Yeah, and this guy, some people have said he has first-round talent.
Aurelius Ben, wide receiver from Illinois, was the second pick in the second round. It was the seventh pick of the second round. It was the Bucs' second pick. And then Myron Lewis, Vanderbilt cornerback. Lots of good depth for the Bucs here. They don't, not a lot of skill position guys other than the two wideouts, but we will see how that develops. Let's talk a little bit about the defending champions of the National Football League, and that is the New Orleans Saints.
A lot of average drafts this year. A lot of people we thought were like average.
So we'll see. The Saints pick up, the last pick of the first round is Patrick Robinson, a cornerback from Floss State.
Yeah, and I think he could be a pretty good one.
Yeah, Charles Brown.
4.38 speed.
That's good, I guess.
Peter does not like running stats.
Charles Brown, offensive tackle from USC in the second. Obviously, you know, keeping those lines together going to be a big thing for the Saints. Jimmy Graham, tight end from Miami of Florida. This could be good for them, replacing a guy like Jeremy Shockey. The more targets for Drew Brees, the better this team will be.
Yeah, they waited all the way until fourth round, pick number 123, to get a defensive lineman, and that's kind of where their need was, if they had a need. And it's Al Woods out of LSU, which is actually in Louisiana.
There you go. Pick from Baltimore. Matt Tennant, center from Boston College in the fifth, and then Sean Canfield, practice squad quarterback from Oregon State in the seventh.
He's going to be the backup, because Mark Brunell's like 95 years old.
Let's talk about the Falcons, and they pick up in the first round outside linebacker Sean Witherspoon from Missouri. Your thoughts?
I actually like their third round selections a little bit more than the first round.
In the third round, that's Corey Peters, a tackle from Kentucky, and Mike Johnson, guard from Alabama, the first defensive, second a offensive.
Yeah, I think Mike Johnson could be a pretty good pick in that for the offensive guard spot.
Yeah, and I like Peters at tackle too. Joseph Hawley, a guard from Unova. In the fourth round, Dominique Frank, cornerback from Oklahoma, in the fifth.
Also in the fifth round, wide receiver Kerry Meyer from Kansas. He actually is like Brian Finneran's clone.
Really?
Yeah.
And Sean Schillinger is their last pick. Safety from Montana, that's in the sixth round. No picks after the sixth for the Falconers. And that leaves the Panthers. You would have hoped the Panthers...
Which is C, which is up.
You would have hoped the Panthers... Shut up. You would hope the Panthers... would have had a pretty decent draft. They do get a lot of guys here, some depth at some key positions. But I think people not really feeling this don't get a draft pick until the second round, and it's Jimmy Clausen. Of course, they follow up that show confidence by drafting Tony Pike in the sixth round.
Tony Pike, best player available pick at that point. And I like Tony Pike.
I do, too. That's why I think it's a good pick for them. I just question, you know, Jimmy Clausen, Tony Pike. What's your prognosis on Clausen next 3 years?
I think Matt Moore wins the job this year. I don't really like Clausen that much, but we'll see what he brings to the table. That great hard-hitting analysis right there.
We will see.
And we then will we'll see. Decide. Then we'll decide.
Two wide receivers in the third.
Yeah, Brandon LaFell out of Louisiana State. And Armonte Edwards out of App State. That could be interesting.
Appalachian State. He was their quarterback. We'll see whether he's a wideout in the league. Obviously, Zeef Smith getting old. Mushin Muhammad is, like, really old.
He's a free agent, too.
Brandon LaFell and Armonte Edwards going to have big roles in the offense. They also picked up David Geddes from Baylor, wideout in the sixth.
Yeah. Also in the sixth round, Greg Hardy, defensive end from Mississippi. And defensive back Jordan Pug out of Texas A&M. So four sixth-round picks. Also got linebacker Eric Norwood out of USC, South Carolina in the fourth. Seventh round, defensive back R.J. Stanford from Utah, and defensive back Robert McLean from Connecticut.
Last division, Shane. Let's see if we can finish that with a bang. And I think the Seahawks really had a terrific
draft. The Seahawks had the best draft of anyone at all.
Let's talk about who they bring
and
in.
And the West as a whole had a very good draft.
Well, let's talk about this. First, two early picks in the first round. Russ Okung from Oklahoma State, offensive tackle with the sixth pick. Earl Thomas, stud safety from Texas. With pick number 14.
Okung's a stud because he's going to take a raid over where Walter Jones left off. And if you notice, Walter Jones was awesome.
And Walter Jones obviously announced his retirement. We wish him the best of luck in his future career.
That's right. And you know what else Seattle was lacking?
On his way to the Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah. You know what else Seattle was lacking for, like, last few years?
Everything?
Besides that. There's something that got hurt. Every single one of them got hurt.
Wide receivers.
Exactly. And you go second round wide receiver out of Notre Dame, Golden Tate. Stunning pick in the second round, number 60 overall. It's a great pick.
With a name like Golden, it has to be good. I think he's going to be a good ball player.
And there's other people that I think could be good in this draft as well. Fourth round, you got corner Walter Thurman from Oregon, but defensive end E.J. Wilson out of North Carolina.
Yeah, Wilson, a strong, powerful defensive end. We'll see whether he starts wreaking some havoc on the quarterback. Cam Chancellor from Tech, he's a safety in the fifth round. Anthony McCoy, tight end from USC in the sixth, and then 2 7th-round picks.
This is what makes the draft right here. Dexter Davis.
Dexter Davis, outside linebacker from?
Arizona State.
And then Jameson Kahns, fullback from Kent State. Not too often you see your fullbacks getting picked in the draft. Let's talk a little bit about the San Francisco 49ers.
I think they had a really good draft, and it's overshadowed by Seattle being in the same division. But I think they had definitely had a top 10 draft, maybe even top 5.
Picked up a lot of talent. Anthony Davis, the Rutgers tackle in the first round with the 11th pick. Then they trade with Carolina to get the 17th pick, where they get Mike Iupati, an offensive guard from Idaho. So, boom, that's their new offensive line right there.
Alex Smith and Frank Gore, Mondo happy right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to look a lot better with people protecting them. And then Taylor Mays, USC safety, he's a powerful player.
Yeah, he definitely could show up.
Surprising
some people.
Surprising that he did not end up with Pete Carroll.
That actually is. Pick number 49. Seattle didn't have another pick until 60, though. So, could have been.
True. And then it's Navarro Bowman from the linebacker U.
In the third round. And then not another pick until 3 in the sixth. They get running back Anthony Dixon from Mississippi State, who led the SEC with almost 1,400 yards last year. He's going to be the short yardage back, looks like.
Yeah.
Tight end Nate Byam out of Pitt in the sixth round. And where's your Kyle Williams from where?
Arizona State.
That's right. Seems to be a trend in these two shows. And seventh round corner Phillip Adams from South Carolina State. Next up, number one pick overall.
And it's the St. Louis Rams. You know,
they
had a good draft. It's a good division draft, though, so that's why they get pushed back here at the end. Number one pick in the draft, Shane, Sam Bradford.
Yeah, his arm's going to fall off, but that's not the point.
I mean, he's an investment. We'll see how that works out. Second round, first pick of the second is Roger Saffold, an Indiana tackle. Talented player, you know, they're going to need guys to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, and he could play guard while they wait for Alex Barron to get out of town. Cornerback Jerome Murphy, Southern Florida, in the third round. That was a pretty good pick.
Very few trades in the early rounds. They're sticking mostly with their guys. Marty Gilliard, a Cincy wide receiver, with the first pick of the fourth. And the first pick of the fifth, a tight end from Illinois, is Mike Humanawanwi.
Yes, I like him.
Humanawanwi?
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to keep coming back to Humanawanwi this season.
Three defensive ends, also in the fifth round, Hall Davis out of Louisiana Lafayette. Davis Hall, usually your name, but his name's Hall Davis. Defensive end in the sixth round, Eugene Sims from West Texas A&M. And in the seventh round, George Selvey from Southern Florida. But they also had three more picks because they had 11 in this draft.
Yeah, Fendi Anabun, Houston tight end. Marquise Johnson, Alabama cornerback. And last pick, Josh Hull from Linebacker University.
That's right. Arizona Cardinals, only team in this division that didn't have a great draft. And it wasn't terrible, just wasn't very good.
I think part of it is they should have picked up more for Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, they went after and they didn't do the best player available. They filled their needs. And number one nose tackle, Dan Williams. Yeah. This is a good pick for them.
Fills in the hole in the 3-4 left by Brian Robinson, who is no longer around. He's from Tennessee.
Yeah. Linebacker Darrell Washington from TCU in the second round, also a decent pick.
Andre Roberts in the third round, wide receiver from Citadel. A lot of guys moving out of the destructive receiving core from the Cards. Anquan Boldin, Baltimore, Jareem Urban in Kansas City. So Fitzgerald, Breston, Early Doucet, Andre Roberts.
There you go. And he probably is going to do punt returns. Steve Preston not going to handle.
Yeah, because Breston hurt a little bit last year doing those.
Yeah, fourth round linebacker O'Brien Schofield from Wisconsin.
Shouldn't it be Schofield O'Brien?
No.
Yes.
Sure. Quarterback John Skelton from Fordham in the fifth round. Corner Jerry Calvin from Troy in the sixth. And seventh round tight end Jim Drake from Stanford. There's your draft wrap-up, AFC, NFC style.
That does it. 21 minutes of hard-hitting analysis. Shane, it's been fun. We'll return with a football show sometime. It won't be for many weeks.
It'll be a while.
Focus on the baseball, folks. There's a reason they call it the national pastime. Pass your time with it.
That's right. And with us at the National Baseball Podcast and Football Podcast, both of which can be found at Facebook,
SJUSXM.podomatic.com. Find us on Facebook. Do a search for National Baseball Podcast or National Football Podcast. We have two fan pages, actually.
That's right, because we're awesome.
All right, Shane, it's been real.
See ya.
We're out.